appointment this evening.
Sign in a laundromat. Automatic washing machines. Please remove all your clothes when the light goes out.
Sign on in a food, health food shop window. Closed due to illnesses.
Sign in an office. Would the person who took the stepladder yesterday kindly bring it back, or further steps will be taken?
Sign in another office. After the tea break, staff should empty the teapot and stand upside down on the draining board.
Sign in a safari park. Elephants, please stay in your car.
Sign on a church door. This is the gate of heaven. Enter ye all by this door. This door is kept locked because of the draft. Please use side entrance.
Message on a leaflet. If you cannot read, this leaflet will tell you how to get lessons.
Sign on a second-hand shop. We exchange anything, bicycles, washing machines, etc. Why not bring your wife along and get a wonderful bargain?
Sign on a repair shop door. We can repair anything. Please knock hard on the door. The bell doesn't work.
Notice in a dry cleaner's window. Anyone leaving their garments here for more than 30 days will be disposed of.
Sign spotted in a London bathroom. Toilet out of order. Please use floor below.
If you would now turn and please, we are now moving to the season of Lent. And we have here, of course, the beautiful words to the tune of My Favorite Things. And we will all join in this lovely rendition. You know, it's so often, too, when we think about the music that's down in the pool hall that's there, that a lot of it has that kind of old-fashioned rock and roll feeling. But, you know, sometimes there just are going to be people who really don't want to sing rock and roll. They really want to get into the classics. Please welcome, for his first visit, as far as I know, to Holden Village, Mr. Elvis Presley.
No, 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 no. I don't want to rock and roll no more. That music does nothing for me. I can take about an hour before I go sour, but then I got to have my Debussy. But you know I go star craving crazy whenever I hear Pergolesi. And Monteverdi has so much soul that I don't wanna rock and roll. no, 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 no. I don't like the disco beat no more. That music doesn't take me home. But Boccherini, Sammartini, Paganini, and Rossini drive me higher than the Piney di Rome. You know nothing could be finer than a lyric by Goethe or Heine. So ironic and teutonically droll that I don't wanna rock and roll. I'm gonna boycott all the radio stations that won't play the Goldberg variations. Don't wanna hear a grunt, don't wanna hear a groan, unless you've been recorded by Deutsche Grammophon. Dee 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 dee. I got to have Bach if I wanna cut loose, or also Spock, my man Zarathustra. And I think Chopin was a hell of a pole. So I don't wanna rock and roll, no, no, I don't wanna rock and roll, no!
Our readers are returning with a couple of other sections of the Preeb Library. First, the set of the best of the worst country western song titles.
How could I miss you if you won't go away?
I don't know whether to kill myself or go bowling.
I changed her oil, she changed my life.
If I can't be number one in your life, then number two on you.
I fell in a pile of you and got love all over me.
My wife ran off with my best friend, and I sure do miss him.
Get your tongue out of my mouth, because I'm kissing you goodbye.
You done tore out my heart and stomped that sucker flat.
She got the gold mine, and I got the shaft.
You're the reason our kids are so ugly.
Velcro arms, Teflon heart.
I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
But Wes was also, of course, famous for his groaners, and so we would like to have our thespians give us a few of those.
Two Eskimos sitting in a kayak were chilly. When they lit a fire in the craft, it sank, proving once and for all that you can't have your kayak and heat it too.
That's our first boo. Two boll weevils grew up in South Carolina. One went to Hollywood and became a famous actor. The other stayed behind in the cotton fields and never amounted to much. The second one, naturally, was known as the lesser of two weevils.
A three-legged dog walked into a saloon in the Old West. He slid up to the bar and announced, "I'm looking for the man who shot my pa."
A woman had twins and gave them up for adoption. One of them went to a family in Egypt and was named Amal. The other went to a family in Spain. They named him Juan. Years later, Juan sent a picture of himself to his mother. Upon receiving the picture, she told her husband that she wished she also had a picture of Amal. Her husband responded, "But they are twins. If you've seen Juan, you've seen Amal."
Have you heard the senility prayer? "God grant me the senility to forget those I never liked anyway, the good fortune to encounter those I do, and the eyesight to discern the difference."
A middle-aged woman had a heart attack and was taken to the hospital. While on the operating table, she had a near-death experience. Seeing God, she asked if this was it. God said, "No, you have another 43 years, 2 months, and 8 days to live." Upon recovery, the woman decided to stay in the hospital and have a facelift, liposuction, breast augmentation, tummy tuck, and even had someone come in and change her hair color, figuring since she had so much more time to live, she might as well make the most of it. She got out of the hospital after the last operation, and while crossing the street, was killed by an ambulance speeding to the hospital. Arriving in front of God, she demanded, "I thought you said I had another 40 years. God replied, "I didn't recognize you."
If you could turn again to your program, because there are several hymns, absolutely true hymns that are not seen. I haven't seen them in any of the recent Lutheran hymnals, and so I thought it's good that we could have a chance to look at what's written in the past, and perhaps we could maybe incorporate them into new hymnals about to come. The first from John Mason Neal. This, of course, being the missing verse, the fourth verse to the hymn "All Glory, Laud, and Honor." So, after you sing, "All glory, laud, and honor to the Redeemer King, to whom the lips of children made sweet hosannas ring." And now let's move to the fourth verse all together. A beautiful thought, yes. Now we move right below that to these beautiful words. It's in the old red Lutheran hymnal, there used to be the hymns for the circumcision of Jesus. It's not in the more recent hymnals. And but this lovely hymn from the 19th century of Abbe Benot, which works beautifully to that tune of Schumann. You know it, and so let's try it, Anne. Lord, circumcise our hearts, we pray, and faith that is not thine own way, but thine own way, the God of us, thine all living, God in heart. A beautiful thought. And then, last of all, this lovely text of Isaac Watts, which works beautifully to Tallis Canon. And so I thought we would do the first four lines together, and then we'll do the second four in canon. And I think tonight, just in the interest of time, we'll do it as just a two-part canon, beginning with this side first, and then four beats later this side. That's the part that begins with "His heart contrives," which means that we will be able to hear at the end "has bowels too" twice, which will be quite beautiful to do. So let us now sing the beautiful "Blessed is the man whose bowels move." Kind of hoping the next time you hear Tallis Canon, those words might come to mind. Well, before we do the grand finale, I would like to just take a moment and quickly thank tons of people. I'm afraid I have not gotten all the names on here. But I do want to thank Ingrid Christensen, Michael Pellet, Nikolai Gerda, Paul Lund, Rich Arneson, Matt Avanzino, Ian Birch, and all the minors and junior minors, Carolyn Brunel, Tom Heisel, Don Cadenhead, Jeff Bankston, Christopher Gillia, Roger Iverson, Dave Sponheim, Stan Polly, James Leifert, Paul Mattson, Nick Swanson-Heisel, Ben Swanson-Heisel, Thomas Bjorn, Janet Grant, Diane Shiner, Christine Letterman, Tag Ebert, Rick Dunning, Stacy Utila, and just lots more for helping me put this whole little evening tribute to Wes Preeb together. And now comes the grand finale, because of course, to those of you who did not see Wes do it, his real pièce de résistance, otherwise known as resistance piece, was to do Florence Nightingale, in which he was able to perform both the role of Florence Nightingale and the role of the dead and dying soldier. It was a tour de force, and it's something that certainly we couldn't again hope to have an individual by himself don that role, putting on those costumes and making it all work. And therefore, so that we might enter the Guinness Record Book this evening, we are very pleased that we will have 8 Florence Nightingales and 8 dead and dying soldiers performing for your delectation this evening. And those of you who know the punchline when it comes are most free to shout it out with our soldiers as well. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our dead and dying soldiers and our Florence Nightingales.
So